This is a station that is unlike any other, has listeners unlike any other station in the world, the most streamed radio station in the entire world, and we so appreciate you hanging with us this week. And like you, we're P1s, we listen to the station, we have moments where we just laugh, and yesterday I had one of those moments listening to the Hardline, navigating some snowy and icy roads. And I was driving home from the grocery store, listening to the Hardline, and heard this, Corby having some problems with dogs barking in the background. We've all been working from home this week because we've had all sorts of travel issues and power issues and things like that. And Corby had about had enough of his dogs barking, and a drop is incorporated with this, and that's what happens on the station so often, the perfectly timed drop, which Mino delivered. And this has been a drop that they've been playing on the Hardline for a long time. It was rumored for a while that it was one of Corby's kids that says this. It's not. But when put in the context, like Corby's talking to his kids, they answer him like this, it caused me to laugh out loud in the car yesterday.
She controlled everything. And to see someone's skills diminish that is the best of all time, it's really weird. And I don't know if I want to see Tom Brady go through that, to see him be, you know, like Peyton Manning was. Even though Peyton Manning went on top of winning a Super Bowl, it wasn't the same thing. But at the very least, you know, he had the Super Bowl thing working for him.
And you can hide behind a really good defense, too.
Yeah,
with
for
tennis,
sure.
You're by yourself.
Yeah, man, the team thing, it can hide. You're right. It can hide a lot of things. Can you hang on for 1 second?
Yeah, man.
What do you think?
You know, if someone could get the dogs inside, it might help out the radio show.
Shut the f*** up!
Just saying.
Gosh.
You're listening to live coverage of activities at Corby's house on Sports Radio 96.7.
They're not that bad.
Rough.
Man, so anyway, laughed so after hard she in my played, car. Listening to that yesterday,
it's a little kid yelling that.
Yes, where'd they get I don't know where that drop started. Do you know where that came from, Trey?
It's some internet video. It's like this elementary school, and the teacher's trying to talk, and this kid just says, "Shut the f up."
Is there like a PTA program or something?
There's a bunch of parents.
Jeez. And for a while, as they were playing that on the Hardline, people wondered if that was really one of Corby's kids yelling back at him. So Mino hits him with it from time to time. And yesterday, the timing on that was perfect. It reminded me of when Bob was talking to, was it Mia Hamm, when he asked if he could stick his tongue down her throat. Oh. Oh, it's moments like
they
that.
They wouldn't play that now, would they? If they were interviewing Mia Hamm.
I doubt it. That was like 20 years ago.
Here's the full context of that one drop.
Okay.
Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon, boys and girls. Shut the f*** up.
Hey.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
You need to leave? No.
Whoa. Yeah, that was quite a follow-up.
That genius.
That's a young Gordo right there. Just he doesn't care about nothing. God, what, a five-year-old just yelling at an entire room of kids and adults?
Oh, my goodness.
No, thank you.
And he takes a run at the teacher. Who's the guy who says no thank you?
He didn't back down, did he?
One more time. It's so violent.
Good afternoon, Karen.
Thank you.
You need to leave?
No, bitch.
Okay.
Oh,
he's out.
Yeah, he's no thank you.
He got ejected within the first 2 minutes of the meeting.
Oh, man.
We need to get that kid at ticket stock next year.
Yeah, ticket stock 2022. The kid who tells an entire room to shut the blank up. Mm. All right. Well, that was my moment listening to the Hardline yesterday, and thanks to the P1s who've had their moments this week, tuning us in despite the tough conditions in Dallas, Fort Worth, and around the state. Up next, we got Gordo on the observation deck.
I did something you didn't. Next.
Shut the f-
tickets.